Grace and peace to you in God, who is our Father and our Mother, and in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Many of you know that I do not have a green thumb. In fact, I have been known to say that it is black. I don't talk to my plants. I tend to set them in the window and forget about them until they are gasping for water, wilting and getting crisp around the edges. And maybe some kind soul among you takes note and rescues them. Even a drought-tolerant succulent in my care is only a shadow of what it is meant to be. Our two lessons today use images of plants, specifically of trees, to talk about our relationship to God and what we need to thrive. Psalm 1 says that those who delight in God's word are like trees that grow beside a stream. The psalm invites the reader to meditate day and night on the scripture, as if it is inviting the reader into the book of Psalms, which follows. In the Psalms, readers will hear what it means to wait for the Lord, who will give courage and strength. Readers will be invited to ponder on the Lord who is our shepherd, who leads us beside still waters to refresh our souls. Jeremiah uses a similar image when he says, "Blessed are those who trust in God. They are like trees planted by water, sending out roots by the stream." It's the same image, but Jeremiah takes it a bit farther. Pastor Ed Horstman writes in the Christian Century, Psalm 1:3 describes a tree that is watered, but Jeremiah is describing a tree that expects water, does not get it, yet because of deep rootage, manages some leaves and fruit even when water is lacking. You see this image of the tree, maybe sometimes we feel like we're trees a little bit like that, huh? Like a lot of our roots are exposed and we're gasping a bit. And we're sending those roots down in search of that water. Jeremiah's tree does not wait passively to be watered. It sends out roots like search parties looking for life-giving water. And when the heat is on, and the drought takes over the land, when the roots are feeling kind of exposed and raw, the defiant tree is not anxious. It defiantly bears fruit for those needing food. It is green in all seasons. Jeremiah is speaking to a people who have lost their way. Cursed, he says, are those who trust in mere mortals. Those who trust in human things such as military strength, wealth, secure borders, and bank accounts, they are like a shrub parched in the desert, lacking what they need most. But blessed are those who put their trust in God. They will receive the nourishment they need, bearing fruit and staying green in all seasons. Where do we need to go, Pastor Horstman asks, or what do we need to do to soak in the goodness of God? Not just to rest from our work, but to be filled to overflowing with energy for it. What would it feel like to be nourished by God as a wisdom tree is nourished by good old water, so that we may live fully into who God has created us to be? There are many answers to that, and we don't all have just the same answer. Psalm 1 says that such nourishment comes from scripture and prayer, from meditating on God's word day and night, and dwelling in God's presence. Our images today invite us to remember that for some, spending time in the natural world is what nurtures our soul. the sight of those trees that grow along our bosque, right? Or our mountains in all their different moods. These are what nourish our trust and faith in God. For many of us, our participation in this community of faith is part of that nourishment. We gather here to pray and sing and hear the word of God read and preached. We take the meal which assures us of God's constant presence with us. Many of us find ourselves among friends here, and that is nourishing. But the power of community goes beyond that. To use another tree image, being in the community of God's people is like an aspen tree living on the mountainside. Now, perhaps you know this, that the aspen trees are all connected underground so that they are one organism, even while each tree is an individual tree. I found a reflection this week by writer Mark Nepo, reflecting on his experience with seeing these trees. An old friend drove me into the Santa Fe National Forest so we could walk the aspen grove. Soon, the tall, thin aspens were everywhere, their smooth bark stretching like skin to the sky. The continuous rustle of their leaves was like an ocean of small voices arriving through the centuries. Walking among them, touching them, listening to their creak and sway, I could feel their connectedness. Above ground, aspen grow as individual trees, but below ground, they are enlivened by one interconnected set of roots. They are the most expansive growth of trees to share a common root system. This means that they are one living organism and one living community at the same time. This is a powerful metaphor for how inextricably knit the life of the individual is with the life of the community. What happens to one tree happens to all aspens in the grove. Quaking aspen, a particular species that grows where avalanches, mudslides, and fires have occurred, is nature's example of relational resilience. The grove roots and regenerates the most strongly after disasters. In Yellowstone National Park, a quaking aspen grove grew out of the 1988 wildfires. And many of us have seen the aspen groves that grow from the Los Alamos and many Jemez fires. This is one of nature's gritty forms of resurrection. Likewise, when we can focus on the clearing made between us rather than on the disaster that caused it, we can resurrect and flourish like the quaking aspen. As God's people, we are part of not just this congregation, but the community of God's people around the world and through time. We are nurtured in our study of faithful ones who have come before us to reveal God's grace, such as in reading the words of Julian of Norwich or our study together of Luther's Small Catechism. We are nourished by those who have given witness to God in the history of this country, such as Martin Luther King Jr., Dorothy Day, Rachel Held Evans, Howard Thurman. We are nourished by those who give witness among us today, such as Episcopal Bishop Marion Buddy and Lutheran Pastor Nadia Boltz Weber, and Pope Francis making prophetic calls to national leaders to lead in ways of mercy and justice. And we are nourished by one another, by the faith that we share and the different ways that we live that faith. We hold and carry one another in our togetherness and mutual faithfulness. And you have heard me say that being in community means that on the days when I am weak and maybe doubting and shaky in my faith, I can come and rely on you all to carry me. And we know that each of you also has that day when you come in need of this community's faithfulness and care. We grow together, we are resilient together, and we practice love together.
Amen.
But our connection goes beyond our church and our shared faith. What those who seem intent on dismantling our social care systems don't understand is that we are all connected. When one part of the community suffers, we all suffer. We cannot be the strongest community, the strongest nation we can be unless we all have access to resources and opportunities that will allow each one to thrive. And so that is the world that we as individuals and as a community, nourished by God's grace and sent by God's love, that is the work we will continue to do in the world for the sake of all God's children. Today, my friends, is our congregational meeting. Today, we celebrate who we are as a community of God's people, and we do the work of maintaining and caring for the community with some votes that need to happen and some information to share. During the sabbatical renewal time last summer, we put up a mosaic mural in front of church. The image is the tree, with the water around the roots and coming out of that water, a rainbow of welcome that flows up through the trunk and into the branches. The plaque that will eventually hang beside the mosaic will read something like this: "Those who delight in the Lord are like trees that grow beside a stream." Psalm 1. This mosaic was designed and created by artist Erica Hoverder along with the people of All Saints. It is a symbol of our ministries, grounded and nourished by the waters of baptism and the fullness of God's love. We at All Saints are blessed to be a people who put our trust in God and are nourished by God's word and God's presence as trees that grow beside a stream. We are rooted and grounded in God's love for us and for all people. And we are blessed to be able to share that love with one another and in our wider community. Blessed are we who trust in the Lord, whose trust is in the Lord. We shall be like a tree planted by the water, like a community of trees interconnected to grow and thrive together. We shall not fear when heat comes, and our leaves shall stay green. In the year of drought, we are not anxious, and we do not cease to bear fruit. Blessed are we who trust in God, who are like leaves planted by streams of water, bearing fruit in due season, with leaves that do not wither. Blessed are we. Blessed are we. Amen.